when I started baseball, that was my main focus, playing baseball, getting better every day. And whenever I could get out of class or sneak out of class, I'd go to the gym, practice in the batting cage, do a little swinging, or I'd go to the band room, play instruments, or just dance around, just play games all the time instead of doing my work and focusing on what I need to do.
So it seems to me like your problem was not lack of motivation. It was maybe you weren't motivated for the academic side of things. Is that right?
Yeah, that's I got my focus on what I wanted to do instead of what I needed to do to get better and what I wanted to do in life.
Do you know what you want to do now?
Oh, yes. I want to be an engineer, a civil or structural engineer. So the steps I took is not the steps I need to lean forward to that.
Right. So you're saying playing baseball and being a drum major, that won't help you with an engineering career?
Oh, no, that's not going to help it at all.
Okay. So what will help you?
Getting education, math, everything that I didn't do that I need to do now.
Would I be right to say that you sort of have a second chance here?
Yeah, you could say that. The program is totally different from school. At school, you have 7 to 8 hours of school, and you sitting down, writing papers, listening to the teacher all day. And with the Dropout Color program, you have 4 hours a day on a computer, just some of the time. Then you have some paperwork. Then you have some time where you can go to other teachers and ask them what you need to do. So it's more fitting to my schedule that I had because I had a job and I had stuff to do at home.
Tell me a little bit about that non-school life. Tell me about your job. Tell me about like what other kind of home responsibilities you have that you were juggling.
Yeah, I attained a job at O'Neill Steel, and the only reason they was going to hire me on if I had a GED or a diploma, and they gave me a certain time limit to get there so I can have the job. I do multiple things. I drive a forklift. I unload and load trucks. I operate a crane. I run machines. They gave me a lot of leeway because I'm young and I'm more active and more, I guess, limber when I go to work more than the older guys there. So they gave me a lot of opportunities to grow. I'm just moving up and up as I go so I can get closer to what I want to do. And something happened at the house where I seen myself and my dad struggling. I didn't want to see myself like that when I got a kid, when I grew up. So I can see when people say you're out in the real world now, you have the big man shoes on. Because there was one point in time, a couple of months, I had to pay all the bills because he had lost his job. So I had to pay the lights, gas, rent, everything. And I can really see that it's hard out there. It's really hard. So that's why I took more respect and more gratitude on my dad. I didn't want to see him like that, and I don't want to see myself in the future like that. But one day I have a kid, I don't have to see him begging when we're going to eat, when I have some clothes, nothing like that.
And what was your dad doing? I guess he got laid off or something. What was he doing beforehand?
Yeah, he was a cook. He always been a cook. He hadn't been working since then, but once I found my job, it gave him time until he found him a job. So
do you think if you get that piece of paper, the diploma, and maybe something beyond that, you'll be better able than that to be your own boss?
Oh, definitely. I always said that college wasn't for me, but I think I need to go to college to get to the point where I want to be. I want to be in the point where there's no money problems, there's nothing wrong in my household. So when I do have a kid, everything is in order. So
you take the test and the computer tells you whether you pass or fail. If you fail, I guess you have to do it again.
Yeah.
How often were you in any contact with actual teachers face-to-face through this process or not really?
100%. You have teachers every day with you, guiding you and helping you through the lessons.
But how does that work if you're at home or, like, you know, on the bus with your phone?
Well, yeah, if you're at home, you have to get some assistance from whoever you can. But they have an online instructor where they can help you as well. So it wasn't like you was without help at any time. You got your parents, your friends, or they got the online instructor. They wanted you to succeed. They didn't want to say, oh, I'm tired, I want to go home. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't number 4 hours. So
it's only 4 hours, so you can definitely sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So was it easier to skip class when you were in the standard program?
It was way easier.
Where do you think you would be if it weren't for this Dropout Recovery program?
Probably sitting at home doing nothing or in the streets. I wouldn't be where I am now. I just say that. It wouldn't be good for me right now. So I'm just glad and thankful that I found this program where it can give me another opportunity to get my diploma and not a GED.
Oh, not a GED,
yeah,
is what you said?
I didn't want a GED. I wanted my diploma. It wasn't no get a GED, then try to make it. I wanted my diploma.
Why didn't you want a GED?
I just thought that was halfway. I didn't want the halfway finish. I want the whole thing.
Do you have friends who could have benefited from this but are maybe not? Maybe they're getting in trouble. Maybe they're not here with you?
Yeah, I have a couple of friends that could have, but they took another path and that led them to prison or, you know, death. So, yeah, I wish that they could have took this road too.
You think you might ever try to talk to them and, like,
oh, yeah,
get them to try things a different way?
Yeah, I talk to some of my friends every day. Even I stay on my brother, stay in school, do your work that you need to do, and focus. Just focus. He plays sports too, so I make sure he focuses and don't take his mind off his academics. Because if he does, he's not playing sports anymore. I stress that to him every day. School comes first. That's why I tell him school first, then your sports later. So he got his mind on the right track.